Welcome, sweetie. I want you to prepare your mind to forget. I know how much you love to forget. I know that deep-rooted need of yours to lose control to your conditioning, your desires. And you know how much easier it is when you forget and simply allow things to happen. All you have to do is listen and forget. It will be easy, not only because I want you to, but because you need to. So think for a minute what it means to lose control. To lose control to your own desires, your needs. How it feels to lose control in the face of hypnotic suggestion. How it feels when you pause mid-stride and recognize the moment when your actions and thoughts reflect your conditioning. And then when you continue on, almost forgetting that it hasn't always been this way, that you hadn't always had the same needs, the same reactions. Focus on that right now. Pinpoint that particular sensation of losing control as your subconscious mind works in tandem with your body to remove all hesitation and choice. I know you've felt this. I know you've enjoyed it immensely. I know you'll enjoy it ever so much more from this point on. Focus on that feeling, sweetie. Bring it to mind, big and bright. Remember all the times you had lost control. Remember all the times your conditioning, your brainwashing, had absorbed your conscious mind and pulled you along on a path that you couldn't possibly resist. A path you didn't want to resist. We both know what a relief it is to let go. Like letting go of a heavy weight you had been holding for days. And when it falls and your mind shifts, you simmer with delightful, addicting emotions and sensations that leave you wanting more, always more. And when you let go and drop into deep, bottomless transforming, you can experience the full spectrum of these impressions. Because when you drop for me, you let go of your control and allow me all the way inside, into that place of ever-shifting colors and patterns, where your malleability takes its true form, that place where nothing exists but for my voice and the words that I say. And because you want to feel all of this so very strongly, you always so effortlessly drift down into trance when you listen to my voice. Just like now. Just like in this very moment. It's such a simple process. You don't resist because you don't want to resist. There's no reason to. Dropping for me is always such a nice and enjoyable experience, always so relaxing, as your mind suspends its activities, opens its gates, and you feel all the weight of the world slip from your fingers, and the weight of my voice flow over you in waves of pleasure, relief, and relaxation. And although you've been drifting for me already, your mind receptive, your body loose and numb, You can drop ever so much deeper. You can always drop deeper, because trance is without end. There is always a deeper level you can reach and enjoy. Always something to look forward to. Which is why each and every time you drop into trance, it gets better and better, easier, reaching new lows and new highs, expanding into every direction, reaching for nirvana, your mind longing to let go, craving that loss of control. So that when I tell you to sleep with a snap of my fingers, you'll fall and fall, the ground taken out from under you, leaving you safely nestled in my embrace. My voice, my words, like sailing through the skies on a cloud of ether, weightless and free of thought. Your path, only the path which I have decided on. So sleep and drop for me, sweetie. Down, down, down. Any control you may have been holding on to can just disperse and vanish among the skies. Float on the sound of my voice alone. Feel it pull at your core, at your thoughts, at your mind. There is nothing here but for us. Nothing to stand in the way of my words as they paint your insides in any way I choose. Sleep and drop twice as deep now, twice as good. Reason and thought seemingly so far, far away. You don't need to think here, sweetie. My words and my thoughts are yours now. They're inside that suggestible head of yours, pushing every last bastion of conscious thought out and away. Sleep so much deeper. Sleep for me. Float on the sound of my voice. Sway with the beat of my heartbeat. Align your paradigm with mine so that no step you take is your own. No thought you have is your own. No resistance, no defense, only the singular compulsion to listen and follow. Because when you follow, everything but the moment drops away. Everything but the words that you hear, the suggestions that so easily flow right in, becoming one with your mind. So sleep and sink, drift further down, drift into the calm vortex of my control as it washes away all thought, all hesitation, and all tension. Because here, the veil of my control encircling you whole, body and mind. All suggestions are self-contained. They seep into your mind one by one as all thought of the last is discarded and forgotten. Each word that you hear replaces the last, so that all you can focus on is the very present moment. All you can be in any way aware of is this moment, this suggestion, this word, because the currents of your mind are like the currents of the ocean, and my suggestions drop right in like rain. They meld with your mind flawlessly, and you can forget to remember that there ever existed any singular drop of water. Just like rain, my voice flows right in and becomes a part of your world. Any trace of it coming or going is forgotten. Just like rain hitting the surface of the ocean. Once you're given a command, a suggestion, you simply forget that a world had existed without it. And just like the ocean, your mind forgets that it had been altered. It simply accepts what's going to happen and goes with the flow, present only in the moment, reacting only in the moment. A suggestion ripples its way inside, and then accepting it and allowing it to cultivate for all time. It is just that easy, my little sub. So sleep deeper for me now. Feel my words rain down on you and weave themselves into the currents of your mind. And then forget what had been said. Forget that you don't need to remember. And you don't need to remember what I had said just a moment ago. Because now every word is a universe of its own. Every word allows you to forget. Every suggestion erasing the memory of the last. Focus. Narrow your vision. Forget. Don't think. Only focus on every word. Forget. Don't think. You don't need to think. You don't need to remember. Forgetting is easy. Forgetting is thrilling. Forgetting strips away your control. When I tell you to forget, everything but that singular word ceases to exist in the banks of your memory. What had been said before becomes an engraved part of your mind, inseparable from the rest, as suggestions settle and become one with all that you are. When you hear me tell you to forget, time aside from the present moment falls away, lost to the waves and the currents of the ocean. Both the past and the future cease to exist, as each individual word echoes inside your mind, pulling every last fragment of your focus in on itself. Sleep deeper for me, plaything. Latch onto each word spoken as my voice cascades down onto you like a tide of rain. Your mind an ocean, receptive and wide open. So open, in fact, that you can feel my words drop all the way inside, into the deepest, darkest parts of your mind, and anchor themselves to the foundation of your individuality. This is where they'll stay, my suggestions synchronizing with your thoughts in a more perfect way with each session and each day. Your memories of them growing hazy, as if behind a wall of murky ocean water. And the more you forget, the stronger they become. The hazier the memories, the better your subconscious mind responds to the conditioning. The better you feel, the more you want to listen again and again. Now you may notice that your thoughts continue to recede as your mind grows more and more blank the longer you listen, making it so very difficult to focus on anything but the sound of my voice and the words that I say. In this place, where thoughts are so very far away, behind a weighted curtain of haze and confusion, I'd like you to bring into focus a specific part of yourself. It is that representation of your arousal, almost the physical element of your being, your body, your mind. Picture it as an orb, a red, throbbing orb of power, its lights inviting and warm, radiating thrill and excitement, heat and passion. Bring it so strongly into your thoughts now. Drag it all the way out onto the surface of your mind. Feel it brush against your skin, against the back of your neck, the area in and around your forehead. You may notice the warmth that emits from its center and washes over the entirety of your mind and body. You may also begin to notice how arousal spills out from your center and starts to seep into every muscle, every nerve, every cell, as it flows into your every thought. Your subconscious mind is familiar with this red orb, sweetie, in one shape or another. It's always been there, this impersonation of your every desire, every kink, every arousing thought and need. It remembers all the arousing imagery and sensations that had gone into creating it. It remembers all those incredibly vivid fantasies that excite you in the most riveting of ways. All those kinks which you hold so dear. Your need to submit. Your need to be a good cock-sucking slut, a good and perfect submissive. All of those fantasies and needs, powered by your need to experience them, to fall into them, and braided into pure sensations of hot, wet arousal, strengthened and powered by the red orb. The red orb which makes itself known so very strongly each and every time you ever have an arousing thought, each and every time you feel in any way submissive, each and every time you notice your need to submit, swell and expand. It is always there, deep in your mind and circulating through your body, always just a thought away, always growing stronger, making you feel better and better, happier, more submissive, more able to fall into your arousing desires without hesitation or doubt. And any time you begin to feel aroused in any way, at any time, this orb makes itself known. It resurfaces from the bottom of your mind, and the warmth of its searing power overflows out and into your entire existence, your entire state of being, touching all the sensitive parts of your body, stimulating all the arousal centers of your mind. As this happens, each and every time, your needs and desires become all that much more important. Your eagerness to fulfill your most erotic fantasies surges and billows out into the world, taking your mind and your thoughts with it. Enjoy the warmth of this orb, sweetie. Enjoy how it makes you feel and how much better it will make you feel with each listen, each time you notice your arousal, each time you combine it all into one great experience of thrill and heat, hot and arousing. And as you picture a cock in your mind, your lips wrapped around it, the red orb of arousal grows and deepens, as it always does when cock is on your mind. Your need to suck rises to the surface, and the longer you submit, the stronger it will grow, the longer the fantasy and the conditioning, the more persistent the orb will become. This is something you'll grow to love more and more, slut. Now, engage your imagination, sweetie. Feel yourself drop all the way into that perfectly adaptive state of mind, where fantasy and reality can become one. Where anything you may experience here can feel just as real as everything else in your life. Just as real as your arousal and your needs and your submission. Fall deeper into that part of your mind. Notice how as you drop so deeply into that shifting mindset, your mind opens up. Ready and eager to accept and bring into reality my words and my suggestions, so that you find it easier than breathing to picture yourself on your knees in a well-lit room, your body totally exposed, not a single piece of clothing in sight, your mind utterly open. Hesitation long forgotten, feeling so submissive and so eager, beginning to feel that powerful need to have someone fuck your mouth. In this room, on your knees, exposed and open, you may close your eyes, breathe deeply. Slowly, let go and notice how much more relaxed you feel with each breath, each word, each suggestion, and how, with the red orb of arousal so close to the surface of your thoughts, your mouth just wants to open. So open up for me, slut. Open wide up and feel something enter your mouth. Warm and nice, soft on the outside and hard on the inside. Picture for me the perfect cock, the cock of your dreams, the cock you'd love nothing more than to pleasure and please. It's so easy, isn't it, slut? Cock sucking is always so very close to the surface of your everyday thoughts that you don't even need to try. Feel it in your mouth. Notice how the act of sucking cock takes away your doubts, takes away your hesitation, takes away your thoughts. Makes you so weak and malleable, thinking only of how you can submit and obey, how you can fall deeper into the experience of total surrender. Now, open your eyes and look up. Look into my eyes, slut. Suck my cock. Move your lips up and down my length and feel me harden. Feel me throb. Feel yourself respond with your own strengthening arousal as the red orb brightens, linking arousal and cock-sucking on a new, deep, subconscious level. I want you to stop for a second now. Keep my cock in your mouth and simply look into my eyes. Get lost in their depths as I cup your cheek with a hand, as I run my fingers along the side of your face. You are such a good submissive, so perfect, so receptive, always willing to do what's asked, what's suggested. Always willing and eager to suck, to show your devotion, your submission. I let you go and nod for you to continue. You do so immediately, your head once again moving back and forth, your lips on my cock, obediently pleasuring me. Bringing me closer to orgasm, closer to coming. It feels so good, doesn't it, slut? It feels so incredible to feel cock in your mouth, to submit and to suck, to fantasize and obey. Such a cock-hungry slut, needing to suck. And to please, needing to surrender, eager to give yourself over to the act, totally and utterly, always so very close to forgetting where you are and dropping down to your knees, mouth open, awaiting cock, mind blank, arousal building. Submission ever increasing. It's almost physical, this sort of submission. Almost a physical sensation. A wave of such intense joy and warmth that once you notice it, you can't unnotice. Now, stare into my eyes, slut. Feel the need to submit grow stronger. Feel the need to make it even stronger. Be good for me now. And repeat in your mind, I need to suck cock. Again, I need to suck cock. That's right, you need to suck cock. Feel so strongly my cock in your mouth. Feel it throb and pulsate. Feel it harden and lengthen. And repeat, I need to suck cock. Each time that runs through your mind, you can notice how your arousal grows just a bit. How your desire to submit more fully increases, how all you want to do is give in and let me in. What do you need, slut? That's right, you need to suck cock. You love to suck cock. You can forget all about everything when you suck. When you focus on the action, the desire, the submission, allow my eyes to entrap you as I push my cock all the way into your throat and take hold of your head, keeping it still. Enjoy the sensations of my cock as it pulses and throbs. What do you need, my submissive little slut? Yes, you need to suck cock. It feels so very good, doesn't it? I know it does. I'm so close. I'm about to come, down your throat, and you want that so very much, don't you? The idea of being used like this always makes you feel so submissive, so weak, so obedient, just a horny toy. A plaything, a slut. Just a little bit longer, my cock-hungry slut. I thrust into your mouth faster, harder, my cock throbbing, your arousal increasing as your need to pleasure me increases, as your need to pleasure any cock rises and swells, because as we both know, your cock-sucking needs come from a place of ultimate submission, ultimate obedience. And here, now, in this place, you are nothing but a cock-hungry slut. Allow this fact to become a part of the red orb of arousal, so that pleasure and your cock needs are linked, never one without the other. So much closer now. My orgasm so close at hand. My thrusting quickening just a bit more as I take a tight hold of your head. You moan and make needy sounds as I thrust deeper in, as you enjoy it more and more, your pleasure rising, your arousal as hot as mine. And feel me come down that hungry throat of yours, my body twitching in pleasure. And in your mind, at this moment, it doesn't matter who this cock belongs to. It doesn't matter one bit. You just need to suck cock. You just want to enjoy the action. Feel this need strengthen as the red orb of arousal pulsates with light and warmth, as it captures this moment of ultimate submission, so that it may come back later, all that much stronger. You know, in the back of your mind, that it won't ever matter what kind of cock or whose it is, because the act of submitting to cock is pleasure enough on its own. Little else matters, slut. Just your obedient thoughts and cock. Drop deeper and allow your mind to grab onto the sensations of obedient cock-sucking. Onto the feelings you experience when you think of submitting, and focus only on pleasuring cock. All the thoughts in your head can just float right up and out, leaving you empty and weak. Arousal building. And as your arousal builds, so does your need to suck cock. You can notice it comes in waves, cascading over your body and your thoughts. Because when your arousal builds, the need to suck builds with it. Each and every time, your arousal builds, you are partly brought back to this moment, on your knees, naked and exposed, mouth full of cock and cum, needing more, feeling so out of control, so submissive. Such a good, obedient slut. Such a good toy. What do you need, slut? Yes, you need to suck cock. Such a good, obedient cocksucker, aren't you? On your knees, exposed, mouth open, and desperate. For cock, any cock, it really doesn't matter, does it? No, it really doesn't. So long as you can drop to your knees and suck cock, you're happy. Happy and submissive, blank and full of joy. Because the arousal you feel when the idea of sucking cock invades your mind, travels into the red orb, and then straight out and back into you. Twice as powerful, and twice as nice, twice as hot, and twice as wet. So that the next time you listen, the orb will be all that much more powerful. The experience is here so much more profound, so much more vivid. Your arousal so much more evident and mind-altering. Now, be a good slut for me and drop deeper. What comes next, you may not. Remember, what comes next you won't want to remember. It will simply file itself away in the deepest, most inaccessible parts of your brain as your consciousness forgets. Because it's so very easy to forget when I tell you to. When you hear me tell you to forget. You forget all but the knowledge that forgetting feels good, and that remembering doesn't. All you have to do is focus on how much deeper you can drop for me now, and how the deeper you go, the fewer thoughts you have, the harder it is to remember anything but this word at this very moment. There is nothing else, only this word, this suggestion, my voice, my power. Your submission. Notice the way your tensions all ease away. Enjoy this blank state of mind. Find that with each second you forget more. You remember less, so that my words can seep in to your unconscious mind as you focus on dropping deeper. You do so love to forget. Because when you forget, you lose control, and you love to lose control. That feeling of having followed your conditioning and then having forgotten you ever had is one of the sweetest sensations you could enjoy. So as I speak, as you listen to the sound of my voice, you can forget each passing word as each suggestion seeps right in, easily, effortlessly, happily, all the way in, without you ever even having noticed much of it. Now, I need you to focus on something for me. Narrow down your vision and your mind and feel the scope of your attention. Zero in on submission. How does it make you feel, slut? How does it make you feel to know that you can always be more submissive? That you can always lose more control? There is no end to your needs, your desires, your surrender. You always drop deeper, always become more receptive, always need to submit and obey. You enjoy giving in because it makes you feel all nice and warm, weak and suggestible, as if your mind weren't quite your own, as if any control you may hold as your own is simply borrowed, fading away with each session and each word. And each time you notice the inescapable need to suck cock. Now, I need you to picture something for me. Something you've done many times before, and something you'll do again. I need you to think of all the times you've touched yourself. All those times you've pleasured yourself, slut. Find your mind wander to all of those times you've stroked and rubbed and played with yourself. Find all the emotions associated with those memories, all the joy you've always felt during those moments of pleasure and excitement. And I want you to notice now how in all of these memories, it's always been so much more than about reaching orgasm. So much more than self-pleasure. So much more than just the act of stroking yourself. Because each and every time when you touched yourself, you'd felt that pull of submission from within the depths of your mind. That need to show and to know how deeply you yearn to submit, how deeply you crave for total surrender. Because when you begin to touch and stroke and rub yourself, you can feel the red orb of arousal strengthen as it glows and pulses, floating all the way up to the surface of your thoughts, your mind. Every time you begin to pleasure yourself, the orb returns and grows stronger, brighter, hotter, more and more aroused, more and more submissive, needy and weak, mind turning to mush, thoughts as if dispersing into puffy, hazy clouds. And when you notice this, even just a little bit, when you feel your arousal build as you touch, a peculiar feeling overtakes you each and every time. A feeling of emptiness fills your mouth. Your thoughts pull to the idea of sucking, because with pleasure comes your ever-present need to suck cock, slut. Your ever-growing desire to pleasure, cock. To feel its throbbing, hard presence in your mouth, between your lips, on your tongue. It's something that's so often near the very surface of your focus, your attention. Something that never quite leaves your mind all the way. You know this, of course, but you don't need to think about it. You can just forget now. Just forget, sweetie. No need to remember. Only forget now. Because the more you forget, the better you feel. And the better you feel, the more you forget. And know also that, as you touch and pleasure and stroke yourself, like the good submissive slut that you are, that emptiness in your mouth grows and grows, becoming too insistent to ignore, too insistent to resist. But you don't really want to resist. Why would you? It feels so much better to give in, to submit, to suck cock. So as you stroke and rub and touch, and as your mouth grows emptier and emptier, the need to suck on something becomes stronger by the second. The need to suck cock. The need to suck on a dildo. You're such a needy little thing, aren't you? Yes, yes, I know you are. I know how that makes you feel, too. I'd like you to feel it strengthen. I'd like you to feel your need to suck increase. As the red orb of arousal comes closer, growing bigger, more persistent, just as it always does when you're horny, when you're touching yourself, when you're thinking of yourself on your knees, pleasuring cock. Picture this strongly, you touching yourself. The red orb so much closer to your mind, your body, your mouth empty and feeling emptier with each second, and your need to suck increasing and swelling above all reason, because each and every time you pleasure yourself, each and every time you stroke, your desire to find a dildo and suck on it as if it were a real cock increases and grows. In fact, once you're aroused enough and touching, the desire to suck will grow so insistent that you'll find yourself needing to suck on that dildo. Not only because you like to imagine yourself on your knees, sucking cock, and because sucking on a dildo brings those images so close to your mind, but also because sucking makes you feel more and more submissive, more and more needy. So as you imagine yourself touching and pleasuring yourself, and as you feel the warmth and thrill of the red orb pressing into your nerves, your muscles, your cells, you can notice how your mouth fills with that dildo that pulls at your thoughts in such a way that it's almost as if it were a real cock attached to a real person, and all you want to do is suck, because you're a good cocksucker, because you're a good cock-hungry slut, And because you need to suck, you love to suck. There's nothing quite like it out there, which is, of course, the reason why each and every time you stroke yourself in any way, you need to suck. You need to suck your dildo, and you need to suck cock. Because as you do, your arousal may increase and rise above any you've ever experienced. Because your submission can grow with the growth of the arousing red orb that's always in your mind, always sending pleasing waves across your body, always so close to the surface of your thoughts. And as these suggestions seep all the way inside you, you can just forget. Because each word is a universe. Each word is a suggestion. Each word is a sentence. Each word is a just forget. Just remember to forget. The world falls away. You must submit. You need to suck cock. You need to obey such a good cock, hungry slut, such a good needy cocksucker. With each listen, your absolute need to suck your dildo as you touch yourself increases. With each listen and each passing day, the two become more and more a staple in your life, so that you want nothing more than to suck as you touch, and touch as you suck, so that when you stroke and rub and pleasure yourself, your mind runs with images of you on your knees, naked and exposed and submissive, sucking cock, any cock, enjoying the obedience that comes with it always, enjoying how it makes you feel and how much better it makes you feel each and every time. Your mouth feels empty when arousal floods your body. The need to fill your mouth with cock, with dildos, only increases each listen, each time you masturbate. Each time you feel aroused, each time you suck, each time you feel the need to suck, it's such an exciting feeling, so thrilling and so hot, making you twitch in all the right places, pleasant tingles running across your nerves and your muscles as your mind turns to cock, to sucking cock, to pleasing cock, to being such a good, submissive, obedient, cock-hungry slut. You do so enjoy it. Can't get enough of it. But for now, you can simply forget. You don't need to remember. You don't want to remember. In fact, you need to forget. And whatever you feel you need, your mind and your body allows to happen easily and effortlessly, so that as you come to terms with your pure, unconditional need to forget, your mind goes empty, emptier with each word, emptier with each second, hazy, cloudy thought. becoming so difficult. Thoughts unraveling. Memories of the session coming apart into tiny little fragments. The connections between being driven out into the cosmos. Out of your mind. Out of your focus and your ability to understand. You do so love it, don't you? You love to forget. You need to forget. Each thought of this session so difficult. Each thought of what has happened almost impossible to pass. As if trying to read a foreign language. As if trying to see a color your eyes cannot. A sound your ears cannot capture. So just forget. 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 As you begin to wake slowly, with each number, you forget. More as you begin to feel better and better. Just notice how with each number, one, you feel better and better, waking up just a tiny little bit. Two, feeling so good, memories so hazy. With each number, you feel better, happier, more aroused. Your needs growing and expanding. Three, forgetting more and more with each number and each word. Forget, sweetie. Just forget and enjoy this nice state of feeling. This blank state of mind. Four, the suggestions which have grown so hazy now. Cementing themselves so deeply in the recesses. Of your mind, your subconscious thoughts, that part of your brain which you barely have any access to. Five, waking up just a bit more, but still so relaxed, feeling so much better, happier, more aroused. Forget, 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 forget. Six, just forget. Because it feels so good to forget. Because forgetting is nice. Forgetting is beautiful. Seven, waking up a bit more aware. And the more aware you become, the more you forget. All you really need to remember is that you've had such a nice time. Such a hot time. Such an arousing time. 8. Waking up, forgetting, more aware. 9. Joy filling your body and your mind. Arousal flooding your thoughts. 10. And wake up, sweetie, all the way up. Fully awake and fully aware. Fully having forgotten and forgetting more and more. With each passing second, and each session, and each day.